103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Health officials in Lebanon say nearly 500 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes. More than 1,600 others have been injured. It's the deadliest day of conflict across Israel's northern border in nearly two decades. A spokesman for the Israeli military, Daniel Hagari, says 1,300 targets have been hit. He's acknowledged there's been a high number of casualties, but he's described many of them as Hezbollah terrorists.
The IDF makes vast efforts not to hit civilians and make every effort to mitigate harm to civilians during operational activity.
The New South Wales Health Minister says his disappointed nurses have gone on strike, effectively rejecting a pay rise while negotiations are continuing. Jefferson Shaw reports from State Parliament.
Thousands of nurses have gone on strike for 24 hours across the state. It's expected to impact hundreds of elective surgeries and delay treatments, although life-preserving care will remain. Health Minister Ryan Park says the government had offered to give nurses a 3% pay rise while negotiations continue, but that was contingent on nurses halting their strike action. He says the union's call for 15% is not possible in the New South Wales budget when the government is already meeting the nurses' demand to implement safe staffing levels. At State Parliament, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
A major manhunt is underway after a fatal stabbing in Sydney's inner west last night. Jack Hahn reports.
A man was found stabbed to death outside a fast food restaurant on Marrickville Road in the suburb of Marrickville. Police and paramedics trying to revive the man, but he could not be brought back. Family members were distraught on the scene, some having to be held back by police. Video capturing the moment an officer pulls a taser and shoots it towards an agitated family member at the scene. Whoever stabbed the man has not been arrested and remains on the run. Detectives have not yet been able to establish a motive.
An investigation is underway into a three-car crash in Berkshire Park in Sydney's west this morning. Police say two cars collided head-on before an SUV crashed into them just before 6 a.m. Two female drivers have been taken in serious but stable conditions to hospital. The male driver of the SUV was uninjured. Meanwhile, a car and truck have collided on Liverpool Road in Ashfield. New figures show ex-serving Australian Defence Force members are 26% more likely to die by suicide than the broader male population. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released its seventh annual report on suicide among permanent, reserve and ex-serving members of the ADF. There were 1,763 deaths by suicide between 1997 and 2022. The majority occurred among ex-serving members. The Institute's Paul Pham says the data shows veteran suicide is a persistent issue.
Every life lost to suicide is a deep tragedy, and the impacts on their loved ones profound and far-reaching, including on Australia's defence and veteran community. This ongoing body of work aims to inform improvements in suicide awareness and prevention for ADF personnel and their families.
New South Wales students will be banned from using their school email addresses from social media platforms. The Education Department will block students accessing platforms and gaming apps. The Premier says it will prevent children from creating secret accounts.
Hope Sport.
Patrick Cripps has become the 17th dual Brownlow Medal winner after polling a record 45 votes. The Carlton AFL captain had 12 best-on-ground performances to finish 7 votes clear of Collingwood star Nick Dacos. Cripps was inspired by fellow medal winners Chris Judd and Ben Cousins and says he knows the responsibility that comes with being a winner of the Best and Fairest Award.
They probably inspired me to chase my dream. And I said, in the large, it's now I know I'm in a position to inspire other young kids, and I don't take that lightly.
Hope weather.
A partly cloudy day with light winds becoming northeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour this afternoon. Heading for a top of 25 degrees in the city, up to 28 degrees in the west. Right now it's sitting on 19 across the city. Tomorrow a top of 31 degrees, then showers developing, rain and 20 on Thursday. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 1032.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services, and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Berkshire Park crash. Richmond Road is closed in both directions. Diversions in place at Landala Road and St Mary's Road. Ashfield, a crash on Hume Highway near Frederick Street. Ryde Bridge rather busy going southbound, and Roseville breakdown Boundary Street eastbound approaching Archibald Road. Head to Parramatta City GWM. North Parramatta and Blacktown City GWM Blacktown for outstanding deals across the range. GWM. Go with more. DL 14862. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032 mornings with Ben McGeckin.
Well, how do you do? A fantastic Tuesday morning to you. And wherever I am breaking into your Tuesday morning, whatever it is that's going on, please, you have my permission to down tools and to hear from Chris, as Chris, you bring us something else that I know is definitely going to speak to the core of so many of us right now.
Good morning. It's Chris Witz with you. Morning Devotions. Nick Vujicic is a remarkable man. You may have seen him in some TV specials. He was born without arms and legs, but he lets nothing stop him from achieving what he wants in life. Here's what he said one day. If we went by the world's definition of who I'm supposed to be because I look weird, well, surely this guy can't have a productive life. He can't have a sense of humour. Surely he can't love life. We stereotype people in this world. And so if the world thinks you're not good enough, it's a lie, you know. Get a second opinion. I thought that's a pretty good quote. And he makes a great deal of sense, especially if you feel you're not good enough or you look different to others. Many of us feel deep down that we are not good enough. I'm not a good enough father, no matter how hard I try. I'm inadequate. My best is just not good enough. I just don't feel I'll ever be good enough as a valuable member of my local community, for example. Now, I think there is a problem here. Many of us believe our worth is based on what others say about us. Do you worry about what others say or even think about you? And some of us have grown up in a home where we have had a lot of encouragement and we feel good about ourselves. And yet others have grown up hearing, you're stupid or you're pathetic, and we've believed that. Or I wish you were more like your brother. Well, you think maybe I am not that good. But then someone says something good about you or gives you a compliment, and you can start feeling better about yourself. Maybe you've made some mistakes in your past and you think that, well, I did something stupid and I can't forgive myself for what I did, so I'm of no worth. Isn't it sad when we can't forgive ourselves for what we've done? There's a book called The Wild Goose Chase by Mark Patterson, and he wrote this. We become so fixated on our past mistakes that we forfeit the future opportunities. We mistakenly think that our mistakes disqualify us from being used by God. Now, here lies the difference. As a Christian, you can look above the past failures. There are many people who disqualify themselves from serving God simply because of this. They think they're not good enough. It was something, perhaps a mistake, in their past. But we need to remember that we get our worth and value from what God says about us. We're not who others say we are. and we're not the sum total of our past experiences. We are who God says we are. And this is where we find our worth and our value. Whenever the lie comes up, I'm not good enough, we've got to replace it with this statement, God's truth. God says, I love you. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, God cares for you, so turn all your worries over to him. Now, that includes how you feel about yourself. When we come to Christ, our old nature dies. We have a new heart and a new spirit. We are a new creation. I think we're often haunted by those negative tapes that continue to run in our mind. And that's why we need to capture these lies and get rid of them. Let God's truth renew our minds. And when we do this, we will begin to believe what God says about us. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 to 20 says, "You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price." We are valuable because we belong to God. The image here of being bought with a price comes from the days of buying slaves. The slaves were put in the market to be sold, and then people would buy them for the agreed price. So our price, the cost of purchasing us, was Jesus. No one has any business telling you you're a nobody, because God has made you and redeemed you through Jesus Christ, and you can feel good about yourself because you belong to him. Dear Lord, help me to deal with this lie where I feel in myself that I'm not good enough. Maybe, Lord, I have done a lot of bad things, thought wrong thoughts, and even hurt people. And yet, Lord, if that's the past and I've come to you for forgiveness, I can move ahead with courage and optimism, knowing that you love me. So, Lord, help me today with those thoughts. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
At 20 years of age, I'm still looking for a dream. A war's already waged for my destiny. But you've already won the battle, and you've got great plans for me. Though I can't always see, 'cause I got a couple dents in my in my jeans, try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy, but on your shoulders I can see, I'm free to be me. When I was just a girl, I thought I had it figured out. My life would turn out right, and I'd make it here somehow. But things don't always come that easy, and sometimes I would doubt. Oh, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection. Sometimes I believe that I can do anything, yet other times I think I've got nothing good to bring. But you look at my heart and you tell me that I've got all you see, girl. And it's easy to believe, even though I got a couple dents in my in my jeans, try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy, but on your shoulder
and you're free to be you.
That's Francesca Battistelli, Hope 103.2. Among all the debate, discussion, furor, angst, stress, heartbreak of housing in Australia, maybe last week you missed the news that Australia, for the first time ever, has ticked over 27 million in our population. 27 million! From 27 million population to three. Australia is ranked third when it comes to being the most sparsely populated countries on the planet. According to data from the World Bank that was crunched by 247wallstreet.com, Mongolia is the most sparsely populated country in the world. Namibia is at number two, Australia number three. Although this was based on when we had a population of 26 million. Not sure where our ranking adjusts now that we have an additional 1 million people. But when we were at 26 million people, that basically broke down to 9 people per square mile. 9 people per square mile, which is an interesting bit of information. Not really sure exactly how it helps any of us when it comes to housing. But interesting nonetheless, on a Tuesday morning, Hope 103.2, Empire of the Sun.
This message makes
Hope 103.2.
Young and Free on Hope 103.2. As an adult, you should be embarrassed if you take a sick day. According to, not me, but Matt Walsh, who is a conservative commentator and documentarian with The Daily Wire in the USA. He's got about 3 million YouTube subscribers, so the guy's got a fair bit of reach and influence. And on a recent video, he was sharing about a study he had looked into, and in that study, it claimed that the employees taking the most sick days, or the most likely to take a sick day, are Gen Z. And that got Matt Walsh going on about sick days, how basically you shouldn't be using them. And that's right, he said taking a sick day as an adult should be pretty embarrassing to you. Seems that what he's trying to convey is that if you're just taking a sick day basically to be lazy or get out of work or you just don't feel like showing up, that's not great. Okay, fair enough, Matt Walsh. But to just totally write off anybody for taking a sick day as somehow being childish or not doing your job, it's just not right, accurate, fair, or in the spirit of helping people to heal and keep a safe workplace going.
Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply meant to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Find table space to say your social graces. Bow your head, they're pious here. But you and I, we're pioneers. We make our own rules, our own room. No bias here. Let them sell what they are selling. There's no bias here. So gather all the rebels now. We'll rebel rouse and sing aloud. We don't care what they say. No way, no way. And we will leave the empty chairs to those who say we can't sit.
Yakara, Hope 103.2. Yes, you can be happy without having sex. is a considered and respectful conversation I got to have recently with Bonnie Pugh from the union movement. I've been noticing some articles and online comments about people searching for meaning and purpose, satisfaction outside sexual relationships. The union movement is all about encouraging us to be the people that God intended for us to be. And Bonnie shares where happiness and contentment lie for any of us. Hope1032.com.au. Check it out now. Dale Braithwaite on Hope Mornings. Remember long ago, many things we didn't know, but hear me say, we still have time. Too many people change the world we live in, 'cause they don't know.
A little more like mercy, a little more like That is Zach Williams on Hope 103.2. G'day, I'm Ben McKechnie. What is normal today may not be normal in a year's time. That's just one of the comments that grabbed my attention in a recent interview on livescience.com with Dr. Dinesh Bugra, who was the president of not only the Royal College of Psychiatrists in England, but also former president of the World Psychiatric Association and the British Medical Association. Yeah. Dr. Bugra was being asked about all sorts of stuff and pointed out what to me sounds obvious, but then is it? Like, do a lot of us sit back and reflect on this? What is normal today may not be normal in a year's time, which really points to the shifting sands of our society and the comments that we get, the opinions that are around us. He also made a very strong but simple point. It's incredibly important to see the individual as an individual rather than as a set of symptoms. Sure, we break down in all sorts of different facets and ways, but seeing someone as someone, not just a bunch of things joined together, can be a great way of valuing and seeing the worth in each and all of us.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Hope 103.2.
scared now. You think I'm weak. I think you're wrong. I think you're already leaving. Feels like your hand is on the door. I thought this place was an empire. Now I'm relaxed. I can't be sure. And I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life. And I think I'm scared. I think too much. I know it's wrong. It's a problem I'm dealing. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. If you're gone, baby, you need to come home. Come home. There's a little bit of something in me and everything in bet you're hard to get over. I bet the room just won't shine. I bet my hands I can stay here. And I bet you need more than you mind. And I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life. I think I'm just scared. That I know too much. I can't relate, and that's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. If you're gone, baby, you need to come home. There's a little bit of something me and everything you. I think it's so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life. And I think I'm scared. Do I talk too much? I know it's wrong. It's a problem. Even if you're gone, and maybe it's time to come home. Well, there's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. Come home, come home. There's a little bit of something in me and everything in you.
Great station, such a worthy cause.
Hope 1032.
Can you feel the whole world waiting, watching, wondering, looking for a love unchanging, a hope that's glimmering. Can you feel the whole world?
1032.
If your heart is empty, let me give you love. If your legs won't hold you, let me pick you up. If your hands are shaking and you're barely holding on to your dreams, when you feel alone, let me give you love. Nobody knows how much a dream costs. Yeah, the blood and the sweat and the tears. Everybody says that you make it look easy, but baby, I know how hard it was. So if your heart is empty, let me give you love. If your legs won't hold you, let me pick you up. If your hands are shaking and you're barely holding on to your dreams, when you feel alone, let me give you love.
Everybody knows that the struggle is real, but they don't know the pain you feel.
The pain you feel, yeah.
And everybody say that you make it look easy, but when the road gets rough, let me take the wheel, yeah.
That is Jessica Mowboy on Hope 103.2. Australia knows the effects of flooding, and so too does South Sudan, which continues to be gripped by significant flooding. And according to Religion News, it's estimating that about 750,000 people in South Sudan threatened by the floods. They're at risk of starvation. And that's caused many Christians to band together with non-government organizations to try to help affected South Sudanese communities, particularly in farming areas, including getting their hands dirty by fixing some of the barriers that were erected by United Nations mission to try to hold back the floodwaters. They haven't been working effectively. And so local churches, church leaders, and others have been in there to try to fix them, as well as hoping to increase their donations of food and essential supplies.
Sydney's
Hope 103.2.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
shy, too bold, too average to make a difference. The world's too big and you're too small. If you try to fly, you're gonna fall. They're shouting, but we won't listen. We so much for too difficult. We know that our God is greater. Oh, wake up, you dreamers, become a believer. This is who we are. We are limitless, 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 limitless. The power of love.
Hype
103.2.
All I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel right. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know you.
Love, and your eyes look like coming home. All I know is a
out the door for you.
And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, picking up for last time, taking flight, making me feel like I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better know. I just wanna know. You better know, you better know.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Australia is leading a push for greater international protections for aid workers in war zones. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has been meeting with counterparts and aid agencies on the sidelines of United Nations Summit in New York. She's announced the formation of a ministerial group driving action to protect humanitarian workers. It follows the deaths of Australian aid workers Zomi Franken and colleagues in Gaza earlier this year. Senator Wong says Gaza is now the most dangerous place to be an aid worker.
Regrettably, 2023 was the deadliest year on record for aid workers, more than 280 who were killed. But 2024 is on track to be the worst. This is a deeply alarming trend. It signifies that the rules and norms that are needed for the protection of humanitarian personnel are at risk.
Nearly 500 people have been killed and more than 1,600 wounded after Israel launched fresh airstrikes across Lebanon. Thousands of residents in southern Lebanon have been fleeing north after Israel's Prime Minister urged them to leave places used by Hezbollah militants. The BBC's Orla Girin reports from Beirut.
There is fear across this country. It is certainly not just Hezbollah fighters that are caught up in what's going on, but many, many terrified Lebanese civilians. Today, the roads from the south were chaotic with people trying to get away, literally fleeing for their lives, fearful to such an extent that they were driving along both sides of the motorway. It was just a full motorway choked with traffic leaving the south, people saying that they had basically grabbed a few belongings and run for their lives.
The New South Wales Health Minister says he's disappointed nurses have gone on strike for 24 hours. Thousands of nurses walked off the job at 7 o'clock this morning as they demand a 15% pay rise. Some elective surgeries have been cancelled for the next day as the impacts of the strike are felt. But Ryan Park says emergency departments will continue to operate.
If you do need to call 000, continue to call.